This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Loki Volkswagen of Clearwater has been family-owned and operated since 1952 and are your local family dealer for all your Volkswagen needs. Right now, Loki Volkswagen is offering $1,000 off any new Volkswagen and $500 off any used Volkswagen, and all vehicles come with lifetime hand car washes and lifetime oil changes. Give them a call, 727-799-2151. Visit them online at LokiVW.com or come by the shop at 27850 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at FatJacksJAXS.com. That's FatJacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketer's British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
I keep saying you're his son, but you're not.
I'm his grandson.
You're his grandson. And I don't mean to insult you with that.
No, not at all.
Okay. Brian here. Hurricane Special.
That is. It's the Hurricane Special.
And it's because of you.
It is. It's because of him, actually.
Oh, it's because of you.
It's because of him.
Right. Yep.
You know, I heard that he had like a little project that he had to do for the Boy Scouts. What is the project?
What is it?
Yeah, what do they want you to do with a radio show?
So in Boy Scouts, we do merit badges. And within the merit badges, we have different requirements for them. And while I was at camp, basically I...
Speak into the microphone. There you go.
Basically, get a little closer. Relax, you're doing good.
Yeah, so what did you do?
Basically, it's just requirements and for what's called a prerequisite, which is something you have to do before or after camp. I had to go to a new station, ask some questions, and I don't really have to be on a radio show, but this is definitely an honor, and I'm glad to be on here.
Yeah, yeah. And Hurricane Special.
Hurricane Matt, the fact that you come in, you are like, you know what I think of Matt? Can I say this?
Sure, go ahead.
You know 911 when they call 911, and you see everybody leaving?
He's the one that's going towards it.
Yeah, Matt is the guy that's running toward the emergency. Of course Matt was here.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm like, look, the only thing that would have stopped me from coming in today is if I'd heard from Lola, our owner, don't come in. We got problems here. That's the only thing that stopped me from coming in. Plus, I live a mile away from the station. So it's not that hard for me to get here.
Well, you know how you could tell if there's a really, really bad hurricane? Is if Waffle House is closed.
Waffle House
is always open. I mean, that must be part of a requisite on their application. Right. Are you willing to work during a hurricane?
Right, and then like the panic, too. I didn't feel the panic. Like, could you imagine if we were in Tallahassee, right? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine the panic that maybe a stage... Did it end up being a stage four, like they said?
I don't know. I mean, to
Matt,
be honest
you know
with
that?
You...
Yeah.
There we go.
Yes. Matt is there.
Sorry, yeah, it ended up being in stage four by the time it actually made landfall.
Is that amazing? Could you imagine the panic, Matt, right? Could you imagine the panic?
Especially what happened down in Punta Gorda.
Now, would we be here right now if a stage four hit us? Would you be sitting here right now?
Absolutely not. None of us would.
I would. I'm a soldier, Matt.
You just have nothing to do.
But unless the cops come knocking on your door and say you have 3 days to get the hell out of here.
Right. Do you ever see that, like, in the horror flicks and the movies? The last thing to go is the radio, and the people are saying, like, what's going on, and people are trying to tune into the radio. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, so, like, I would like to be that guy on the radio saying, here's where we're being attacked by the Martians, right? And, my friend's grandson is going to tell us where to go. Go, tell us where to go. The Martians are attacking us. Let the people know.
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know.
This is why I say, though, radio will never, ever die. In that, when the power goes out, everybody still has... I have one, too. I still have a portable radio with me. I still have, like, a battery-powered radio in my house, just in case power goes out.
I can even help that. I got one of them ones that you can bring, you know, the hand crank
radios,
you know?
Yes.
There you go. You charge the battery based on labor.
Would you bring that in sometime and we can put it on the screen? Because we do have cameras in the studio.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because I know you guys had mentioned this before, we have audio archives of the show, and if you've missed an episode of Brian's show and you want to catch it on an archive, go to internetradiopros.com, look up Brian's show. You can also look up the Tan Talk Radio Network at tantalknetwork.com. Click on Brian's show, and you can get all the old episodes there, and the show is also video archived on YouTube. So for your project,
I said that archive.
Yeah,
it is. It's archived.
So for your video project, for the project you have to do for the scouts, if they can't find the audio, that's fine. Find us on YouTube. The video's there because we're live streaming this right now over the station's YouTube channel.
Yeah, can you write that out on a? I know this is a lot to ask, Matt.
Sure.
Because you say it to me. You know, yeah. I have clients asking me, and I always forget what to say. I know people don't believe me. I sometimes forget my name. Yeah. Right?
I believe it.
I really wish people say, well, how can I get the radio show? And then I always go dumb.
All right, so I'll tell you what. I can leave a note for you after the show, so that way you can like make photocopies and start sending it out to your clients.
You know what I should do is put it on the media kit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, with your permission, Matt.
Sure.
I'm going to say, because of Matt.
All right.
And seriously.
Okay.
The radio production manager or whatever your...
Producer.
Producer.
Matt the producer.
Matt the producer. And then I'm going to put the information... Do I have your permission?
Isn't there a Matt the producer already on YouTube? The guy that goes around to all the different, like, high-end houses and yachts, and
honestly,
he's a music producer that just does a YouTube thing now, and he just goes around to all, like, the most exotic things. So he's called the producer.
He might be, but there is no way, shape, or form any relation to me whatsoever.
I understand. I'm just saying.
You know what, Matt, too? You're better.
Absolutely.
I try.
He really helps the show out.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he does all the radio commercials for us, Matt.
He's got the radio voice.
At least the newer ones. The older ones are still Bobby, who was the one who ran the show before I took over.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I always get professional when I let people listen to the radio spots you do.
But thank you, sir. We try. We're peeling back the curtain here on how radio works. When Brian has his clients from the coupon book that want commercials, Brian hands me the book. Says, okay, this company wants a spot. Go ahead. And I'll take whatever I can get out of the spot, and I'll cram as much information as I can into about 30 seconds, and that's what you guys hear on the air.
And you do a great job.
Thank you, sir.
He does it perfectly timing-wise.
It's perfect.
Not like
so
me.
So actually, you know, he's doing that now, which used to try to come in with the book and...
Yes.
And start talking about different people that were in the book. I mean, that was part of the show most of the time.
Yeah, I did a mean... I'm not going to tell you who, but I did a mean thing, and you got to be careful. Payback's a... So what I realized when I was the only coupon book out there, I was gleeful on a spot I did. And I was told by everybody, like a competitor went out of business. You never want to build your business on another person's failure, right? That's a weak foundation, right? But I just did this spot, right?
I remember the spot.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I were the only one.
So what happened is no one wanted... I still didn't see anything bad with it, but I do. I do. I get it. Because you don't want to be gleeful at another one's demise, right? That's it.
That's all you got to say.
Right, because it's really not right spiritually.
Yeah.
Right? You would wish well on everybody.
You know how, like, you don't know stuff, and you know it's just, it is what it is?
Yeah.
For years, I didn't know. How do you tell real pearls? You know, you're supposed to be able to rub them on your teeth, and I've seen people shake them in their hand, and, you know, and I've got so many of them over at the shop that I just wonder, how do you tell pearls? For years, it's been 10 years now, I have no idea whether they're real or fake, unless you could really tell. But I'm at breakfast the other day, and my jeweler and his wife were there. Just looked over, and there he was, and I said something to him. Because a girl, I sent her down to get a battery for a watch, and that's what I'm going to send them to a friend. It was a Rolex, fake one.
I would love to have one.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying, this girl says, listen, man, I'd rock that Rolex, you know? And I says, you know what, here, I had it for 6 years. I didn't know if the movement was good. I didn't know if it worked, but it was an Oyster. Looked really good. So I gave it to her. I gave it a real good price. Said, here you go. You want it? Once she brought it up, I happen to have one. So I sent her to go get a battery. Well, next thing you know, it had the good movement, worked fine, because I asked Patrick, I said, hey, the girl come in with a Rolex? He said, yeah. So next thing you know is his wife looks at me and goes, hey, you couldn't have got more for the pearls, though. You know, so there you go. So I said to her, so I did. I looked at her and I says, I have no idea. I said, it was it with the fake stuff, you know. I says, it's something I don't know. So the husband speaks up, and she speaks up, and she says, you know how you tell?
Right.
I said, I'd love to know. So she educated me.
Listen to this, folks, if you want to know.
If you really want to know about pearls.
By the way, do you know?
I do. Denise from 1111 Divine Set. 1111 Divine Lessons.
Unbelievable. I love Denise.
From the Hurricane
Special.
So
we'll be right there. Let's see if Denise, can I just ask her real quick?
Sure, she's on.
Yeah,
Denise, do you know how to tell fake pearls from real pearls?
Fake pearls from real pearls? Yeah, you know I'm a lady, so you know we do.
Yeah, but come on. Do you Kyle, really how you know how to say? Are you just saying that, or do you really know?
Now, you're speaking of pearls, right?
Like real pearls, ones that come out of clams and oysters.
Yeah.
You do? Tell us how to do it.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Tell us how to.
I don't think you do.
I have to physically be there to see them.
No, I understand, but can you look at them? I mean, what would the telltale sign be?
It's like gold too. You don't can't tell sometime if gold's real until you test it.
Yeah, because of the weight.
The real pearls have like you say a metal type of glow to them, where the fake pearls just don't.
No, I mean, you know, I'm telling you, you know, you can get away from that. Do you really want to know?
But Denise is cool, though.
When they go and drill them.
Right, listen,
you
Denise.
You got to look at where they drill the hole to put the string up. So you got to pull the double knot back, because any real good pearls are going to be double knotted. But then you go and you pull the knot back, and you take a loop, and you look in that little hole.
Okay.
And there's a certain way that when you drill a real pearl, it almost looks like you're putting a pencil in a pencil sharpener.
Wow.
Well, I'd also heard
because it goes down and it's convex, you can see the ring. And then the fake ones, that ain't there. I mean, so like in all these years, somebody just taught me and said, listen, just really look and you can get into the pearl and see. And a real pearl, you'll see what I'm talking about, is going to have that ring. And sure as shit, it did.
Unbelievable. See that?
I was happy. I went back for breakfast and looked at all the pearls. I did. I took out the boxes and I was
playing with them. He gave the woman pearls thinking they were fake.
Well, I've also heard there's another way to do it, too.
But they were real, Denise.
No, you rub them on your teeth and you're supposed to be able to feel the difference between a real, but I've never been able to tell.
What's the difference? Who would know what the real is?
You know, it's supposed to be like smooth versus gritty.
Yep.
You know, but gritty? Is gritty the real one?
Fake. No, gritty's a fake one.
Gritty's a fake, but pearl's supposed to be smooth, but I can't tell them apart. No. I mean, I've gone ahead and rubbed them on my teeth. I've given them to my daughter and said, here, rub them on your teeth. Can you tell the difference? For years.
Denise, can you do me a favor?
Uh-huh.
We have a young man in here that is the grandson, but it's the spinning image. Like, if you took a picture, if I put these two side by side, the spinning image of his grandpa. But with that said, he's a Boy Scout. And can you ask him some questions? You too, Matt. Can we ask him some questions about Boy Scouts? Because it really is important. You know, integrity, a good definition for it is when no one's watching, you still do the right thing.
Exactly.
Or humility is that, like, you don't think less of yourself, but you just think of yourself less.
I think it's good principles. Principles. It really is. It's very good to principles practice.
So can you ask this young man here, a Boy Scout, some questions of what does it take to be a good Boy Scout?
Okay. So with the Boy Scout, I know you know about the oath that you have to, you know.
Do you know the law?
And the oath, yeah.
Okay, let's hear the oath. That's the first question. Let's hear the oath.
On my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
Can you say that again? Because I wish I could have that on a loop while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
And just let that get into my head.
Instead of the whales?
Instead of
I heard the sea light.
Instead of me dreaming about robbing a bank.
The rain.
That's it. So no, say it again. That was a great question, Denise.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
That's the audience. That's the Hurricane special audience.
That's it.
Unbelievable. I just really wish, could you imagine if you lived by that code? What a happy life you would have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, sometimes at nighttime I'm frightened, right? The opposite of that, where you lack faith, right? I get scared about sometimes finances or just your health, like in my case, my health. And sometimes I lose faith, you know, where I get frightened, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then if you live by that, because if you turn to God, just how it starts out, that alone, but then it's all the other stuff you said afterwards tells you how to live in God's will.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
There you go. Question number two,
Denise. So we're going to rate you, Denise, too. So far on question one, you get a 10.
There you go.
Okay.
Denise, question or Matt? Question number two.
Okay. I'm up next, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Matt,
so
you're next.
Go with the next.
Okay. Give you time to think.
Let me see here. What do you think people expect from you as a Boy Scout?
So what I think that people expect from me as a Boy Scout, seeing me in that uniform, mm-hmm. seeing me doing those duties and those different things that I do, I feel like people expect me to be somebody who is being looked up to, somebody who will have a very great life beyond the on the way in the future. And I believe that when people see that those Boy Scouts, they think that person is being taught really well. That person is going to get those life skills that they need, and they're being taught and they're being put into a program that will get them ready for that future.
Wow.
Well, my question is a two-pronged question. One, is there an age limit to how far you can go with Scouts? And two, once you hit that age limit, can you continue to work with the Scouts, or does that sort of change after you hit like a certain age?
That's a real interesting question, because he is a counselor. He just went away for 6 weeks to Georgia, mm-hmm. to Rain Mountain, and out of the 6 weeks, 5 weeks of it was him counseling.
All right.
Yep. So for that, so how's first that work? Question, you can be 11 or 10 and complete the fifth grade, and you will be in something, or no, I'm sorry. So I don't remember the minimum age, but there is Cub Scouts, and that goes from, I believe, 5 to 11, and you go through some ranks. I was not a Cub Scout personally, so I do not know the ranks in full, but then when you turn 11 or you are 10 and you completed the fifth grade, you transfer over what we call an AOL ceremony, where those AOLs, Arrows of Lights, who were the 11-year-olds who are now ready to go into Scouts, are going to be taken to the Scouts, whatever troop is next to them or near them or even that partners with them, because that's usually how it works. So with the scouts, it goes from 11 to 18. And once you turn 18, you could become an adult leader, which is also called a scoutmaster. Now there are two other programs within the scouts that are mostly major, which is venturing and Sea Scouts. Which venturing goes from 14 to 21 years old. From there, you could be an adult leader when you turn 21, and for Sea Scouts, the same thing. You have to be 14 and you go to 21. Same thing. And then there's also explorers. There's so much other stuff, but I don't really know that, because I usually know the big three, which is Scouts, BSA, Venturing, and Sea Scouts.
Where's the Eagle Scouts fall into that?
Scouts, BSA.
Do you know there was a study done by Fortune 500 companies? I listen to YouTube motivational speakers, right? And he says, you want to be a CEO of a company? Now, this is back in 1990, but 60% of the CEOs of a major 500 companies, guess what they were?
Boy Scouts.
Eagle Scouts.
Eagle Scouts. See, right. I knew it. That's why I asked about the Eagle Scouts.
Yeah, 60% supposed to be up there. CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. I don't know what it is today, but that was in the 1990s. That's how important it is, because it teaches you leadership, and it teaches you morality, to be moral.
Not only is he a Cub Scout, but he's into the ROTC also.
Yeah.
Which is really, you know, I'm kind of proud of him with that.
That's impressive.
It really is. He's going to end up being like a pilot. You know, right. And he's like excelling over people that have been there for years. I mean, he really is. It's like amazing.
And it's somebody else who wears glasses. I admire you even more for that, sir.
Yeah, so Denise, do you have a question for him about the ROTC? And I don't even know what it is, but I know it's something with military.
What? Actually, flying.
Flying. Okay, do you have any questions?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Correct me.
Yeah, let Denise ask you a question and then answer it. Denise, still there?
Hang on a sec. ROTC stands for Reserve Officers Training Corps.
Yes, sir.
That's what the ROTC stands for.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
And it is, it's through all military branches. Space Force, all of that, yeah.
Wow. Space Force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
Trump,
cool.
Trump invented that.
That even sounds good.
You know? Did he throw money towards it?
Why not?
I'm just saying.
Who knows? They're seeing UFOs. Denise, any
They've
questions about
UFOs.
RTC?
ROTC.
ROTC.
Is Denise still here? I think we lost.
Can you hear me?
There we
I'm
go.
Here.
There we go.
There
I'm
you
here.
Go.
So I always wanted to know. I used to see you all in school and everything. And I wonder what are they doing in that class? So that's my question. Something simple. I just wanted to know what in class what would you all be doing? Tell me some of the things in class y'all be doing.
Okay, so for me, I'm Air Force Junior ROTC.
Okay.
And so for me, at least, I do what we. So we're in something called flights, which is six periods, A through F flight, and we are taught facing movements, commands, marching. We learn general knowledge of about our from all the way from the president down to the Air Force. I don't remember what it was at this moment, but yeah, we have a big chain of command. We have a whole bunch of our own chain of command inside the junior ROTC, with our corps commander going down to the flight commanders, which those holds a lot of position. We learn about our about leadership. We learn about wellness and how to, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was curious. You know, inquiring minds want to know. So yeah. Okay.
Call in.
You want me to ask them another question?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so back to the Boy Scout. What does on my honor mean to you?
On my honor. To me, on my honor means that it is something to where you will hold to. You may not be held against, but that is something that you were worked up to. That is where you are to basically work yourself. So on my honor, I'll do my best in everything. To me, that means that you're going to be exceeding those expectations. You're going to be working every single day to get to that expectation and do your good turn daily and just be prepared and everything else.
Okay.
due diligence.
That's a good word. You know, there's a lot of things I can give definitions for, right? Like integrity, doing the right thing when no one's watching. And I can say that, right? And this is going to probably be, people might be mad, but not do it, right? I can say what honor is, right? But not do it. And that's where Jesus said, let ye cast the first stone who hasn't sinned, right? And that people who matter don't judge, but people who judge don't matter.
I like that one.
Right? You like that one?
Yeah.
That's a keeper. That's a good
cookie.
That's
a keeper. Yeah.
That's a keeper.
It's the fortune cookie.
But I sit there and I'll judge, and I'll lack integrity in some of my areas of my life. But what I do know is to ask God to guide me and to do better. And it's progress, not perfection, right? To realize and be aware, at least. And I think that's the beauty of it. It's something great to shoot for. Honor, right? And I like that word duty. I think it's your duty as grandpa, right? What you're doing today.
Yeah.
It's your duty to be there for your grandson.
I reached out.
Right.
Did I not?
It's my duty. Because I get it. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, again, my daughter being in college is putting a financial strain on me. Right? I hope she's not listening now. Right? I actually hope she's not. Really, I hope she's not, because I don't tell her that.
Yeah, but she could find out if she listens to the show on archive.
There you go. So let's cut this part out.
Yeah.
But, like, when you see that he's 15 now, right?
Yeah.
When he was 5, he cost, I'm not saying nothing, but here, take a stick and go outside and hit a tree, and then, or kick a can.
Pretty much.
Right? But when he gets to where he's at his age and they got to do, like, that 5-week program, I don't know who paid for it and it's none of my business, but I'm assuming someone paid for that, for him to be there for 5 weeks.
Absolutely.
Right, so when kids become adults, and as you get older, especially if they go to college, you need a car.
Their responsibility.
Yeah, they need
to allow them to do that. And sometimes,
but is it my duty? That's back to the word duty. That's where I was going.
That's where honor comes in.
Honor. It's my duty in that. Think of the have to or get to. So if I said to you, I have to do this for my daughter, right? Get her a car, she's at USF, the tuition thing where they stay in the dorm. Anyhow, all that, right? Is it I have to or I get to? And I think it's I get to, not I have to, right? I get to do this. You get to take your grandson here. Not that you have to.
No.
You want to. And then that goes back to the word what?
It was the only opportunity because he had to do it, and it's on a Wednesday.
Right.
And, I mean, and he goes to school up in Brooksville, so, you know, he's only here on the weekend, so it wouldn't have happened if we didn't do it today.
But it's your duty.
It is my duty.
That's where I'm going back to the word duty. Is it my duty as a father to be there for my daughter?
Absolutely.
Right. So that's because you use the word duty. Actually, duty can be used in another way, too. I got to take a duty. I don't know. Should I have said that? But no, it's my duty. Got to be a little fun, anybody out there. We're not a glum lot. And you know, that leads to Denise. I heard Denise laugh. So, Denise, that leads to my next question, right? Because where I'm at, too, is I believe God talked to me because I've been all stressed out about my health. I'm going in for treatments and stuff. I believe God said to me in the morning, because I know you're a spiritual, Denise. He said to me, have fun, pass out the books. And I forgot what was the other thing he said. But he said, have fun, pass out the books. Oh, and relax.
What books?
My coupon books.
Oh.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with a little self-promotion.
I know.
But right? So then he said that to me. I don't know how many times God's talked to you. But what a topic that would be. Has God ever talked to you?
Oh, all the time. Always. Yeah.
You know, I believe that.
Okay, let me ask you that question. Or do you believe in God? And it's none of our business, really. But has God ever spoke to you?
I believe I've had, you know, real strong premonitions.
Right.
You know, that leads you. You just know it. You know, I mean, something talked to me. You know, I mean, whether you know, whatever it may be, I believe that there's a higher power that I choose to say God.
Right.
But my God is different than your God.
Oh, but that's okay.
I mean, I'm a Jew, you know, so God is God.
You're right.
I'm not forced to take Jesus, so some people get all upset about that. It is what it is.
He should.
I'm the chosen one.
Right. He shouldn't. Think of this line. When you're talking to someone, he shouldn't be pushed or prodded. If he's to find God, the desire must come from within.
You know, but it's a touchy subject with me because every time you talk about God, people assume you're talking about Jesus.
Right.
And it's like I'm not.
Right. And then Denise, this might be wrong, but when I'm selling it, when I'm doing my sales stuff in the real world, I don't bring up Jesus and I don't bring up God. Not to say that I won't if someone brings it up as a subject, right? I won't deny God, but I don't use it because my experience has been, I don't know, just people that bring up their...
You do use it in your show every single time, though.
Do I?
There is not a show that I have been to. And
like, how do I use it?
You just always speak about God. I mean, there's always a sentence in your show that makes everybody
know. Yeah, but I'm not
selling anybody. No, you're not selling anybody, but you're a spiritual person.
Right.
And it shows on your show that every show I've ever been to, you have basically recognized God.
That's good. And that's okay.
But you're not pushing it.
It's not in my sales presentation.
Yeah, it's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. But I mean, so don't say, I mean, I'm just saying,
you know,
people understand you're spiritual.
Right, but fall short.
That's up to you to decide. Well, that's in your mind.
Yeah, well, it is. It's just I know.
People looking from the outside in might not feel that way.
Well, I know.
But I'm just saying. So, right. I mean, you know.
Okay,
so.
But I just want that clear, too.
Yeah.
Has God ever spoke to you?
I feel like he has.
You don't have to tell us. It's none of our business, right? Mm-hmm. But if you want to witness to something God said to you, that you felt that really God was talking to you, you can answer it, or you can just say it's none of your business. Have you ever felt the Spirit talk to you?
I have, but I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember right now.
That's fine.
And they're talking about Jesus. Everybody in my family but me believes in Jesus.
Right.
And they were brought up that way.
And that's
their mother's a very big Christian.
And, I say to the God
but
of
I'm
your
just
own
saying,
understanding.
Exactly. So,
right.
I mean, I have never stepped in the way from any of my children or, you know, they've gone to, you know, missionaries like out in, you know, different countries to help build houses and stuff like that. But, you know, they believe in what they believe in, and I believe what I believe in.
And you have a right, by the way. It's the God of your own understanding. Yeah. When you push
Christmas
or
time,
someone,
I get Hanukkah wrapping paper and Jewish wrapping paper. you know, Christmas.
Wow.
I've had experience to share.
Okay, good. Has God talked to you, Denise?
Yes.
What a question.
Just recently, on yesterday, I wasn't going to do it, and I wasn't going to upload it to my YouTube channel. But Spirit led me to do a prediction on the weather, Idalia. So at first I was like, nah, I don't know about that. And so I decided to kind of meditate on it and everything, use a couple tools. And it came out to be exact. And I was really surprised because I have predicted on like COVID-19 and other things. The outcome or, you know, coming to try to encourage people and everything, you know, during like, you know, serious times, you know, COVID-19 and then the weather, those are things that's totally out of our control. But they're serious events, world events in life. And the outcome of it was really, really good. I used a couple tools and it kind of led to say east, north, but I flipped it and it said northeast. And that's the direction that the storm is going out. It also said that it would go to another state and everything. And it hit a little part of Florida, and it kind of went on.
Wow.
Where did it hit?
Yeah. It, Perry. Yeah,
Perry.
It went Perry, Florida. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Could you imagine the panic there right now and the devastation? Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be doing. I don't know if it's this right. I should say it now. But can I say it now? Do I have your permission?
Yeah.
We're doing a thing. One thing I want to say before I forget, just so I finish this, is something a thought to me. is you'll be more successful with people, right, if you don't exhibit any passion, crusade, or reform. In other words, if they're going to find God, the desire must come from within. In other words, you don't push on people.
Yeah.
You don't be passionate. You don't crusade. You don't reform anybody. You know, you don't exhibit that to people.
That's not the Christian way. I shouldn't be saying that. Yeah, I mean, saying, I should, because
that's, let your actions speak louder than words.
Biggest form of telemarketing, right. Or not telemarketing, but, you know, network marketing.
But you shouldn't do that, right?
No.
Let what you do as a person, let be a witness by what you do, not what you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, actions speak way louder than words do.
That's right. So anyhow, here's what I'm doing, and I'm going to announce it here first. You ready? Okay, we're going to do a hurricane cleanup for needy people, right? And I have some people in mind, so I do have a motive that I want to give work to some people, right? Which they will be paid. But if there are some needy people, and this is all going to be documented, because when you do these things, they have to be truthful, right? Mm-hmm. So they have to be documented. You can't say, hey, give me money, and then turn around and don't document where the money was spent, right? So we're going to put on our website where money's spent. But what I am going to do is part of our, we do a turkey drive, you know that, right?
Yeah, every year.
Every year. So part of the turkey drive is we're going to do a hurricane cleanup for needy families. I wish you were here because you could help, actually. Yeah. We are looking for volunteers, but we also are going to pay people. And I have a few people in the industry that I have a motive because of the fact I would like to give them work, but at the same time, help needy families, right?
It's a good cause.
It's a good cause, right? And then on top of that, we're launching next week our turkey drive. And then anybody that does the turkey, what I was thinking is we can use your place as a landmark. Like, we can have like 7 landmarks where we pull up with the refrigerated truck and we give out turkeys.
Yeah. I'd be honored to do that.
And then thank you. And then with inflation, and maybe we can do it on a day where your grandson could be.
Yeah, there. I mean, he comes to work all the time. On yesterday, Saturday. You want to talk about cleanup? Just for a quick second, I'm going to give you a story about how it really made me feel good about being a grandfather and being lazy.
Yeah,
I had to go and clean up the building yesterday. So I tell my daughter, hey, bring the truck over. She goes, I got to bring all 3 of the boys with me. I said, okay. So we went over there and I had pallets outside the building. You know how big my building is. Underneath the boat, there was stuff and this and that. You don't want projectiles. You don't want to have anybody else get hurt because of your stuff that wasn't secured flying around.
100%.
So we had to clean up. So we're cleaning up yesterday and we got the truck completely filled. Yeah. And it starts to pour. And I'm driving to the dumpster to unload it. Soon as I backed up to the dumpster, all 3 of the boys, I mean, they're talking 9, 10, and 15, jump out in the pouring rain. And I look, and I didn't say a word, and they start unloading the truck. I didn't even bother to get out of the truck. I just laughed to myself and said, what a great job for being a grandpa.
Right,
and they
not just that.
The truck. I mean, I thought, wow, what a benefit.
And it's something you guys will never forget, too. You know, my friends from high school, you know what we remember? When it was pouring out, think of the worst pouring rain, and we continue to play football in a pouring rain for an hour. And then when I talk to my friends from high school, you know what they bring up? That time we played in the rain.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it was so funny.
For you, but you know what? Wasn't it kind of fun in a way, too?
A little bit.
You know what I mean? We guys, it's something you look back on. And
I was proud of them, just put it that way. Right, I was proud that they just didn't say anything and just did it.
Do we have Clara on the line?
We did, but the call dropped. However, we also have Jerry from Jamwall Safes that's been waiting on hold a long time. Jerry, you there?
Gotta get Jerry in.
Gotta get Jerry in. Can you call back Clara for me?
No, I don't have her number. I don't have the phone here, but Jerry's on the line with you now.
Okay, oh, wow. How long was Clara on hold?
If Jerry's been waiting on hold long. Clara,
longer? No. I don't care about Jerry.
Thank you.
Hey, Jerry, what's up, buddy?
How are you?
What's the story, Jerry?
The story is we make transponder keys with chips for cars.
Wow. Did you end up doing the deal with him?
I talked to Jerry. I'm still looking for my key.
Oh, okay. This is the guy that's the negotiator. Remember I told you?
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
He's the best. That's a nice way of saying that he's a cheap son of a gun.
I am. I'm sorry.
But
it's not you and me, you know?
Looking for something more reasonable.
Yes. Yeah, like they, I was always told, don't say cheaper, right? To say more affordable. But isn't it true that it really is cheaper? But it doesn't sound as good, right?
No, you know, it's affordable.
It's affordable. We make it more affordable.
It's not made.
It's a better deal with me.
Sometimes it comes down to the importance of where to put your money.
Right.
You know, it's not a matter of not wanting to do it. It's a matter of where it's got to go.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so that's what it comes down to.
Do me a favor, Jerry. Tell us. Okay, can you do me this favor? We have a young man here who is a Boy Scout. Ask him a question about Boy Scouts.
Ask him a question. How long has he been in the Boy Scouts?
I have been in the Boy Scouts from November of 2021. So almost 3 years.
You've gone on some camping trips?
Yes, sir. I have been on many camping trips and a lot, and I've been counseling for 2 summers.
You know what? That was the question I was going to ask, because we got all the technicality stuff, which is cool to know, but to me it's boring. To be up front. But I really wanted to ask the questions. Jerry, you just hit it on the head. Do you go camping? My question to him was, how is it fun to be a Boy Scout? Do you think that's a good question, Jerry?
I just went down to Georgia for 6 weeks camping.
Right. Do you like to go camping, Jerry?
Well, yeah, I was a Boy Scout. We went camping.
Oh, wow. He's a Boy Scout.
Oh, that's nice.
I was many years ago.
So do you have any questions for him, Jerry, any more besides, can he tell you how, just tell him, was camping different back then, too, than today? Like, would there be, like, you know, you didn't have a cell phone with you when you were camping. Do they allow cell phones when you camp?
Not in my troop. What my scoutmaster is all about, our adult leader, he is all about, we're outdoors, we're doing something, so he wants to refrain and go, like, basically drive away from the cell phone use and all the electronics. So because we are outdoors, we're actually doing something, being like doing extracurricular activities where we can actually like do stuff and be concentrated on that.
What do you think of Jerry? Ask him some questions if you don't mind, especially since you're a Boy Scout. I know you're calling about the Jerry is a locksmith, right, Jerry?
That's right.
Right. So, and you have many years of experience, and something you can't buy as a locksmith is experience. And then you also would be one that could say the technical changes in locksmith is a lot different than it was 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So you've changed with the times, but one thing you can't buy is the experience that you have as a locksmith. And you make keys and help people in time of trouble, too. Right, when they lose their key, it could be an emergency situation.
Yeah. They could be locked out. They could have no keys for their cars. Yes,
right.
They could do that.
Right. So then, you know, I just want people to know what you do, Jerry, that, you know, that you're a great man. And of course you were a Boy Scout. Can you do the code still? Do you still have it memorized?
Well, I don't want to put on the spot to do that now.
But if you... Okay, I just tested...
I remember.
Okay, he's going to say it, if you don't mind, Jerry. Go ahead.
That's okay.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Has it changed? Was that the... that's another thing, too. Do they change it? Or is that the same thing that it originally was? Is that the original code? Or has it changed over the years?
Well, from what I remember, it doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yes, yeah, see what I'm saying? So it has changed.
I would say, yeah.
Ask, why don't you do this, young man? Ask, he's a locksmith. You ask Jerry a question. What does it mean to be a locksmith? Or something, what question would you ask a locksmith?
Is it hard being a locksmith?
Like anything else, you invest time and do it properly, you become good at it.
Well, I got a question though. Is there like a trade school to become a locksmith, or how does that work getting into the industry?
Well, I don't know. You know, a lot of these trade schools aren't what they should be. They take your money and they don't teach you. You don't really want me to talk about this on here. Best way to learn, I guess, is from to get a job, work for somebody, do an apprenticeship, and do hands-on.
What about learning it yourself? I mean, isn't it illegal to own most lockpicking, you know, tools and stuff? So how would you go about trying to teach, you know, be self-taught?
Well, that's interesting. You know, in New York City, yeah, you need a license. In Largo in Florida here, there's no licensing. You can buy these tools on the internet, burglary tools.
But are you allowed to have them in your possession? Like, say that you got questioned by the police and had burglary tools. I mean, isn't it illegal to own them?
No, not necessarily. And depends on what you're doing with them.
WTAN, hello?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can have a screwdriver.
WTAN, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. He's just thinking he's not on the air, and he's on the air.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Somebody's calling in for the show, and he didn't realize he's still on. Him and Brian are having a conversation.
Yeah, hang on. We've also got another guy on the line, Jason from American Masters. Jason, you there?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm here. How's everybody doing?
So far,
very
so
good, Jerry. I mean,
yes, Jason from American Masters.
Yeah, we got on the phone here. We got the locksmith. Do you ever need any locksmith work, like keys and stuff?
Every now and then that seems to happen, I've been a little more prepared for situations like
right.
that by having
a
backup
today, you know. Yeah, Brian.
Jerry, what's your phone number?
Okay, the number of the shop.
Take this down, Justin, because he's a locksmith. If you ever need one, he's the guy. 30 years in.
Okay.
You got a pen?
Now it's 40.
Yeah, it's Jason. Yep, go
40
ahead.
40 years.
Oh, nice. Yeah, what's the number?
727.
Okay.
474.
All right.
906.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll save that right here, man. I'll put it in all the trucks so the guys have it.
Yeah, and visit jamlocksmith.com, jamlocksmith.com, and you'll see our specials.
Yeah, then on Friday you do the free key special on Friday, right?
That's right.
Best time to lose a key, Friday, payday, huh?
Come in for your free key on Friday. One per customer per day on Friday.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and this is a cool, that's the best coupon offer in my 40-year history of doing couponing. You're a good man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Jerry's a good man from New York, baby.
And if you go to locksmith.com, you'll see the special.
Very good, Jerry. Just stay on the line. So, Denise, do you have a question for my man at American Masters? He does contracting work. He fixes things. He's a fixer.
I was going to ask. Like he said, I put it in my trucks.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say, Jason, hey, what's it?
You know what they say in the, what do they say in the mafia? The fixer?
I don't know. Is the mafia
Yeah, he's the fixer.
Yeah, I'm a different kind of fixer. Hey, your old lady's mad at you because you haven't fixed shit around, excuse my language, fixed stuff around the house. I'm the guy to call her, make her start cooking for you again.
The honey-do list.
There we go, man. Fix those screens, fix that chip tile, fix that drywall, you know, need new faucets, whatever the case may be, you know. Those are smaller jobs there, but we're open to do whatever needs to get done.
Let me ask Jerry. Jerry, you need anything done?
No, I'm okay for now.
Yeah, are you a fixer type guy too? Do you do your own fixing or do you hire people?
I do a little bit of both. Depends on what time I
come. Right. But you seem like a talented guy, because anybody that can do keys technically like that probably is a fixer himself, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a tool guy.
Yeah, he really is. So tell us how many guys you have working for you now.
It kind of fluctuates because there's turnover naturally, but on a consistent basis we have about 15 guys.
Wow.
So he's got an operation going.
Yeah.
I only asked that question because I knew that.
Yeah.
Right, so he's a guy that's a player, right, in the industry. So we have a Boy Scout in here. Do you mind me asking you to ask him a question?
Please.
Go ahead, you ask it, Justin. He's a Boy Scout, and he's a cool cat. And his grandpa's in here with him now, Scott, who owns Slade Trades.
All right. Hey,
what questions would you ask for a Boy Scout?
Me personally?
Yeah.
A lot of respect for the old school Boy Scouts, right? Taught boys how to be men, how to survive off the land, how to make fires and get game and, you know, stay warm and dry and how to improvise, right? In the wilderness, which that trade's kind of turned into Facebook and Twitter. Wow. Right? Yeah. People don't know how to survive. Yeah. They don't know how to come out here and stay warm.
You know what I gave him when he was going away for his camping trip? You know, he was going away for 6 weeks. I turned around and gave him a 1963 case knife, like a hunter knife, really nice foldable two-blade with a leather pouch. And I said, here, you know, can you use a knife? And when he pulled it out, everybody was going, wow, look at that knife. But I mean, perfect knife. I mean, you know, I have an antique shop.
I just, because what Justin said.
So I took what I thought would be good for camping and passed it on. Said, here, it would definitely, something your grandpa gave you.
It worked really well.
There you go, some tradition, right? Yeah. It has a whole different kind of value to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's funny, like, when you think about it not having electricity or whatever may happen to a natural disaster. You know, all the kids and generations today are so dependent on the technology that it's not going to keep them warm. It's not going to fix, you know, their food. It's not going to do anything constructive on the survival side of things, right? Those are the things that the grandpas and the fathers should be, you know, teaching their kids.
Pass it on down.
The basics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the basics, man. Those are survival basics.
Exactly.
Yep.
They still got training wheels on at 18 years old.
Yeah, exactly. 15 right now, you know, and I'm proud of him. You know, he's a good kid.
Good.
You know.
Awesome.
So we're
good genetics there then.
Yeah. So as far as your business now in the area, what areas do you cover?
Right now, especially with the emergency response going on, we're getting calls from all over the place. People need people to get out there and you know, mitigate damages that are done by the storm. So yeah, right now Pinellas, Pasco, Hillsboro.
Well, that's a good area.
Primary areas.
And how would people get a hold of you if they need you?
Multiple ways. You could look me up online, AmericanMastersHandyman.com. You can pull me up on the Google search, American Masters Handyman, or you can give me a call at 727-758-8049.
There you go. And his name is Jason.
Yes.
Yeah. So what else do you, you know, you might want to ask him? Brian just abandoned us.
did he, Brian? Earth to Brian. So I'll bring him back.
He's running around like the hurricane today, you know? I felt bad for, the locksmith guy. He was in the middle of the story when you jumped in. We heard you on the phone, you know? He didn't even, like, cut it off.
The communication was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was very light. You couldn't even hear someone talking.
Yeah. It was kind of funny when you were on the radio, you know, when you didn't think you were on the radio.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I love it.
There he goes. He's in with a book.
I'm back to push puppies. I only got 30 seconds.
There you go.
Happy. She has miniature Schnauzers.
Schnauzers.
Puppies, Schnauzers. Baby. Do you have a dog? Everybody here have animals?
I have.
You know what? It's a full-time job taking care of myself.
Right. Well, she has puppies. Her name's Clara. Nice. Her phone number is 863-215-2060. 863-215-2060. Puppies, because they'll keep you comfortable if the electricity goes out during a hurricane. Everybody should have a puppy. You live longer when you have puppies and you have dogs.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Jerry, from Locksmith, the famous locksmith, man. And then thank you, Justin, from American Masters, and thank you, Denise. If you could make sounds louder, mellow, get a second in your time.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.